Boker Tov, we are now on the last part of the Masechet, the second half of the last Perek B'nai HaYir, which details the various Kriyot HaTorah that we have at different times of the year. And the Mishnah that we're going to deal with today details what may be the earliest formal Kriyot HaTorah, which is what we call the Arba Parshiot, something we're in the middle of right now. After all, this Shabbos we're going to be reading Parshat Parat. So the Mishnah states as follows, on Chafter Amud Aleph at the bottom. Rosh Chodesh Adar Shechal Liyot B'Shabbat. So when Rosh Chodesh Adar falls on Shabbat, Korin the Parshat Shkalim. We are not exactly clear what Parshat Shkalim is, but we know that we read it. It has something to do with bringing the new yearly donation to the Mikdash. Chal Liyot B'Tocha Shabbat, if Rosh Chodesh happens during the week, Matimin l'she'avar, then you read it the week before, u'mafsikin l'shabbat acheret, and then there is a break the next Shabbat. And so therefore, if Rosh Chodesh Adar falls during the week, as it does most years, then you read Parshat Shkalim the Shabbat before, and the next Shabbat is a week off. Bashniyah zachor, bashlishit parah dumar, ravid ha'chodesh azalachem. That's the rest of the Arba Parashiyot. B'chamishit chozrin l'chesidran. On the fifth week, you go back to the regular reading. Regular reading of what? That's a dispute. Lakol mafsikin. For every special day, we suspend the regular reading. Broshei Chodashim, B'Chanukah, B'Purim, Taniyot, V'Amador, V'Yom HaKippurim. Any of these things that fall on, let's say, Monday and Thursday, you do not read the regular Monday-Thursday reading, but you read the special reading. Good. Tanan Atam, B'Echad B'Adam, Eshmin al HaShkalim V'Al HaKilayim. So the Mishnah in Shkalim says, the first Mishnah in Kilayim says that the first Mishnah in Shkalim says that on the first day of Adar we publicize about Shkalim and Kilayim. So Mishlama la Kilayim, I understand about cross planting. There's Manzriyahi, it's the time of planting. Evidently planting vegetables is what happens in the spring and the end of the winter. Ela ala Shkalim and alan. Why would we publicize Shkalim and therefore have a Kriyat HaTorah about it at that time? I'm Rabbi Tavi, and remember this rule of Rabbi Tavi, it'll be referred to several times. I'm Rabbi Yoshia, Damar Kra, Zoto Lad Chodesh Bechodsho, the first Pasuk on the page. Zoto Lad Chodesh Bechodsho, this is the Olah of the Rosh Chodesh. But what's the Drasha? Amra Torah HaChadesh, Vavei Korban Mitruma Chadasha. It means that you have to bring a Korban from the new Truma. And when is that? Since we have to begin at the beginning of the year, which is Nisan, to bring the Truma Chadashah, therefore we read it 30 days in advance. So the people will bring Shkalim to the Mikdash in time. Now, command, it sounds like this is against the opinion of Moshe Ben Gamliel, who says, Moshe Ben Gamliel, Amar Shtei Shavatot. This is a sugya on Davav of Psachim, that the Tanakhama says you begin studying Hachot Pesach 30 days beforehand. Moshe Ben Gamliel Omer Shtei Shabbatot. He says that we begin studying 2 weeks in advance, and they each bring proofs from the text. No, I feel the time of Moshe Ben Gamliel. Even Moshe Ben Gamliel could agree that the publicity of the Shkalim should be 30 days in advance. Why? On the 15th of Adar, the money changers go out into the marketplace to be ready to change Shkalim for half Shkalim. On the 25th, they set up in the Mikdash. So we publicize 2 weeks in advance, 2 weeks in advance of the Shulchanot, of the money changers. Now, by the way, that's going to come up later on with the dispute of Rav and Shmuel about what happens when Rosh Chodesh Adar falls on a Friday. Good. My Parshat Shkalim. What is Parshat Shkalim? Rav Amar Tzav Bnei Yisrael Maratah Le'emet Korbani Lachmi. That's Pasuk number 2 on the page. The famous Parsha that introduces the Korban Tamid and the Korban of Shabbat, the Korban of Rosh Chodesh. Shmuel Amar Kitisa. Shmuel says it's the beginning of Parshat Kitisa, in which the obligation to bring half a shekel is mentioned. Now, Bishlam Alamanda Mar Kitisa Inud Dekari La Parshat Shkalim. I understand according to Shmuel why it's called Parshat Shkalim. Because that parsha says, "Machasita shekel, tichtiv shkalim." Elamad or azot korban ilachmi, acham midish shkalim tivi hatam. It doesn't say anything about shkalim in the parsha of the korban atamid. So, in tamamayik Rabbi Tavi, the answer is it goes back to the drush of Rabbi Tavi, which is that you have to the korban tamid has to be brought from the fund of Shkalim. And therefore, the Parsha of Tamid is also a Parsha of Shkalim. So, Yisraman the Martav Neisraam Yishum Dichtivi Korbanotatam. I understand why we mention that, according to Rav, we may read the Parsha of Tamid, I understand what its significance is. Korbitavi. Elamadamar Kitisa Korbanot Miktivi. Parsha Kitisa doesn't say anything about Korbanot. It says bring half a shekel. And that half a shekel, as we read in Parsha Pekudei, was used for the Adonim, for the sockets in which the Krashim were put. It has nothing with Korbanot. Shkalim Adonim Ktivi. So the answer is, Ketani Rav Yosef, Shalosh Trumote, and there were three gifts. Shemizbeach Lamizbeach, Shal Adonim Ladonim, Shavarakabayit Lavarakabayit. In other words, the Machzin HaShekel that's brought every year is really for the public fund. So now I understand, according to Shmuel, why this Rosh Chodesh Adar is different than every other Rosh Chodesh. Because every other Rosh Chodesh we read, the Parshat HaTamid. But according to Rav, how is this Rosh Chodesh any different? Why mention the Mishnah? After all, you're reading what you read every Rosh Chodesh. Shani. On a regular Rosh Chodesh, you read six of the regular Parsha, if it's Shabbos. And the seventh one, it's not the way we do it, but the seventh one, we read the Rosh Chodesh Kriya. Now, in this case, all the readings would be of the Rosh Chodesh. Means we would have seven aliyot within that parsha of the Talmud, etc. Now, that only works according to one opinion, which we will discover later. The Mishnah said that on the fifth week, you go back to the regular way. The regular way of what? So we have a machloket. Whether it's the regular haftarot, meaning that we've been reading the regular parshiot all the way through, and we've been adding a special reading for Shkalim, Zachor, Paran, Achodesh, and also we have been adding a special haftarah. Now, the fifth week, you go back to the regular haftarah, but there is a mandama that says we go back to the regular parsha, which means for those 4 weeks, we didn't read the regular parsha at all. We just read Shkalim or Zachor, etc. So according to the mandama that said a parshiot to Chozer, I understand that when you read Shkalim, all the readings, according to Rav, all the readings will be in Tamid. But according to the Mandamar, which is the halacha, that we go back to the Haftarot, which means we did not suspend the regular readings, how is this Rosh Chodesh different than any other Rosh Chodesh? Parsha de Yom Karina, we read the regular Parsha. So my Shani, how is this different? Shani, the either Rosh Chodeshim Karishita Binyana de Yom Vachad Karbin Rosh Chodesh. On a regular Rosh Chodesh, you read six of the regular Parsha and one of Rosh Chodesh. For some reason, they arbitrarily decide that in this case, you would read three of the regular passage and four of Rosh Chodesh, as opposed to six and one. All right. Now, we have a challenge. Rosh Chodesh Adar, Shechaliyop is a challenge against Rav. Shechaliyop is Shabbat, Korin, and Parshat Shkalim. You read Shkalim. Umaftirin bi Yahyadah Kohen. That's the next pasuk on the page. We do the Haftarah from the Yehuda Kohen and Malachim Bet Perak Yod, where he talks about collecting money for the Mikdash. So Bishlam Alamanda Markitisai, Shmuel works well here, and Maftim Yehuda, the Dominate, similar. Tichtiv Kesav Nafshot Eko, everybody brings their own value as a gift. Madamarit Korbani Lachmi Midami. So, but according to Rav, how is this at all similar? Why would you read a Haftarah about donating money if the main Kriya is about the Korbanot? So Dami Kin Rabbi Tavi, back to Rabbi Tavi. It says that the korbanot depend on donations. If Shkolim falls out on the week where the parsha is the one before or afterwards, whether it's Tetzaveh or, well, it's the one before or the one after, we'll leave it that way. We read it and we double it over. We'll see what that means, but for right now, I understand according to the one who says Kitisa, Shmuel, that's how such a thing could happen, because after all, Kitisa is usually read around the beginning of Chodesh Adar, or sometime in Chodesh Adar. So it could happen that it would fall out on Shkalim. After all, Korbani Lachmi is read in the regular sequence in the summer. How could it happen? The answer is in a little introduction here. The system that we have of reading the Torah every week so that we finish the Kriyat HaTorah every year is a Babylonian system. In Eretz Yisrael, they had a different system well into the 10th century, 11th century. And that was to read smaller bits of the Torah and to complete it over the course of 3 or 3.5 years, or different minhagim. So the answer is, according to the in Eretz Yisrael, where they read the Torah and they complete it every 3 or 3.5 years, so anything could happen at any time of the year. Any kriya could happen at any time of the year, and you could have the parsha of Korbani Lachmi in the winter. Good. Tanya commanded Shmuel, but we have a clear bright supporting Shmuel, which of course is the halacha. Shchodesh Adar Shachal Yom Shabbat Korin Ki Tisa. Now it doesn't say Peshkalim, it says Ki Tisa Umaftirin Beyayada Kohen. Good. I'm going to Yitzchok Nafcha. Shchodesh Adar Shachal Yom Shabbat Motzin Shalosh Torot VeKorin Bahen. So Yitzchok Nafcha gives a practical point, which is that when Rosh Chodesh Adar falls on Shabbat, you take out 3 Sifrei Torah. Echad Binyan Rosh Hayom, because we rule that we continue the regular reading, so one of them is the regular Parsha. Echad B'Shal Rosh Chodesh, the second Torah is the Kriya of Rosh Chodesh. Echad B'Ki Tisa, because we pass on Shmuel. V'yamar B'Yitzchok Nafcha, he has another statement. Rosh Chodesh Tevet Shechal Yopa Shabbat Mevin Shalosh Torah Korin Bayan. Rosh Chodesh Tevet is Shabbat, Shabbat Rosh Chodesh Tevet, and it's Rosh Chodesh, and it's Chanukah. You bring out 3 Torot, Echad min Rosh Yom, Echad min Rosh Chodesh, Echad min Chanukah. Good. Utsricha, why do you have to mention them both? Deitmar Baha, Ba'akam Rabbi Yitzchak, Vahach Karav Rav Svirulei. If he only taught us about Chanukah, we might think that when it comes to Shkalim, he holds like Rav. And if he holds like Rav, then, Parshat Shkalim, Korvani Lachmi, Ufishtei Torot Sagi. You only need 2 Torot, because the reading of Shkalim is the same as the reading of Rosh Chodesh, so you would only need 2 Torot. So Kamashma, and therefore he had to tell us that Rosh Chodesh Adar Shechal Yom Shabbat, you take out 3. V'lei mohav lo bayahach, so good, but he didn't need to tell us about Chanukah. The answer is, Chara Michal Chaver Ta'itmar. He didn't present them as 2 separate statements. He presented one, which is the one about Shkalim, and the conclusion from that was, yes, and the same thing will happen on Rosh Chodesh Tevet. Itmar, Rosh Chodesh Tevet Shechal Yom Pechol. Now what happens when Rosh Chodesh Tevet falls out like it does most years during the week? Remember, we're going to have 4 aliyot because it's Rosh Chodesh. We have to read both Rosh Chodesh and Chanukah. So he says you read 3 of Rosh Chodesh and 1 of Chanukah. He has it flipped. You read 3 of Chanukah and the 4th of Rosh Chodesh. Right, so right, Mani supports the first opinion. Rosh Chodesh is more frequent than Chanukah. Comes every month. And therefore, the first reading should be Rosh Chodesh based on the principle of Tadir. He says, no, I like what the man from Haifa said. Why is there a 4th Aliyah? Rosh Chodesh. Hilkach reviv Rosh Chodesh by Mikri. Therefore, the 4th Aliyah should be read about Rosh Chodesh. So my Havila, what's the halacha? Ein mashkichin b'Rosh Chodesh. We don't pay attention to Rosh Chodesh, meaning Rosh Chodesh goes last. Ramamar ein mashkichin b'Chanukah. Now, Chanukah is not the one that gets the attention. The main thing is Rosh Chodesh. It's the first 3 aliyot, and the last one is that day of Chanukah, and indeed that is our practice. Good. Itmar, chaliyot b'viatat tetzaveh. What happens if Shkalim falls out on the week of Atat tetzaveh, which means when you finish the regular reading, the next thing you would read would be Kitisa. And this will lead to some confusion, because people will think he just overshot the parsha as opposed to a special reading. He said you read 6 aliyot to complete the parsha, and then 1 aliyah, which is parsha Shkalim. So Abaye will say people won't know it's a special reading because you just continue to think that's where you stopped. You have 6 aliyot that goes all of Parshat Ve'atat Tetzaveh and the beginning of Kitisa, the Shkalim part. V'chad Tani V'kayim Kitisa Ve'asita. And then another guy gets an Aliyah and he reads that part again, the Shkalim part. So people will know that it's a special reading. So Meitaveh, we have a challenge. Chaliyot Parshat Smuchala Ben Mufan Amelun Ve'acharea. We just said that if Parshat Shkalim falls out on the week that is just before or just after Kitisa, we read it and we double it over. So, according to Abaye, it works out. We're doubling over. You read all the way through, read the Shkalim part, and then we read it as Shkalim. So, Yitzchak Nafcha says, this doesn't work very well for Abaye either. So, now I understand why you double it over if the parsha is beforehand. But why would you, if the reading of the week was Vayakel, why would you read it and double it? So how are you going to interpret kofla? Kofla b'shabbatot. Kofla doesn't mean you reread it twice. It means you read it on two subsequent Shabbatot. In other words, if it was on Parsha Tetzaveh, you would read Shkolim today and read it next week. If it was Vayakel, then you read it last week and you're reading it this week. You're reading it 2 weeks in a row. That's the kofla. Kofla b'shabbatot. So hachaliot b'kitisa atzma. What happens if Shkolim falls out on kitisa itself? Yitzchak nafcha karushita min v'yasita ad v'yakel. Let's go to a strange solution. Start at the, not at the beginning of Kitisa, but after the Shkolim section. Read from there to the end of the Parsha 6, and then go back and have the 7th Aliyah be the beginning of Kitisa. Habayah says people aren't going to know that. People just think you made a mistake, you left something out, you went back and completed it. You read the entire Parsha in 6 Aliyot, and then you go back and read the 7th Aliyah, the beginning part. We have a brayta that supports Abaye that says that if Parshat Shkolim falls out on Parshat Kitisa, you read it and you repeat it. Good. And here, koflinota certainly doesn't mean a second Shabbat. There'd be no reason for that. It must mean that you reread it on the same week. So we said in the Mishnah that if Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out during the week, then you read the week before, the Shabbat before. So Itmar Rosh Chodesh Adar Shechal Yop Erev Shabbat. What happens if Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on Friday, which can happen in our calendar? Rav Amar Makdimin. Rav says you follow the rule of the Mishnah. Go back and read it the week before. Shmuel Amar Machrin. Shmuel says you read it on the second day of Adar. Rav Amar Makdimin. Why? Dim Ken Batzu the Yom Shulchanot. Rav says that you have to go back, because otherwise, if you read it on the second of Adar, and that's when people find out or reminded of the Shkalim, you're not going to have enough days for them to get to the money changers. Shmuel Amar Ma'achri. He says you can delay it. Why? Amar Lacha, Sof Sof, Chamesa V'Malei Shabbat Tamikla. After all, if Rosh Chodesh Adar is Friday, then the 15th is Friday. V'Shachanot Lonafki Archad B'Shabba. And the money changers don't set up for the beginning of the season on Friday. They don't do it. And so therefore, they're going to wait till Sunday. So in any case, you got 2 weeks. Hilkach ma'acharin. Good. Now, let's test this out. Tanan, achali opetoch ha-shabbat makdim l'shavar. Mavzikin l'shabbat acharet. The Mishnah said that if Rosh Chodesh Adar fell out during the week, you read beforehand, and then you take a break on the next Shabbat. My law of filo erev Shabbat, doesn't this mean even if it's Friday to support Rav that we go the week before? Shabbat before? Lo, betoch ha-shabbat dafka, in the middle of the week. Toshma ezu is Shabbat Rishona. So now we have Brayta. What is Shabbat Rishona, Shabbat Shniyah, etc. during the month? Kol Shachal Rosh Chodesh Adar liyopetocha. Any week in which Rosh Chodesh Adar, the week in which Rosh Chodesh Adar will fall, Afilu Erev Shabbat. Even if it's going to fall on Friday, you read the Shabbat before. So my love, Afilu Erev Shabbat Dumi Detocha, Ma Tocha Makdimin, Afilu Erev Shabbat Makdimin. Doesn't that mean that when it said Afilu Erev Shabbat, that Friday is just like any other day, meaning then even if Rosh Chodesh Adar is on Friday, you still read Shabbat as before? Shmuel said no. When it falls out on Friday, you read it on that Shabbat. And that's also how it was taught in the house of Shmuel, in the base medrash. Ketanoi. And we have a machloka tanaim to this effect. Misargin l'shabbatot, divrei Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi. Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi says we skip Shabbatot. In other words, you have a Shabbat with a special reading and then with one without. He disagrees. He says the parshiyot have to all be consecutive. Shimon Elazar said, you know when I say they're consecutive? When Rosh Chodesh Adar is on Friday. Because then you're going to read on the 2nd, and then the next week will be Zachor, and then etc. Aval, Bizman Shechal Yop Betocha Shabbat Makdim Mekorei Meshabbat Shavra. But I agree with you, Rabbi Yonasi, that if Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on any day before Friday, Thursday, Wednesday, etc., then indeed you read beforehand, and the next Shabbat is a Shabbat off. Afal Pishu Shvat, even though you're now reading in the month of Shvat. Good. That is the end of our discussion about Parshat Shkalim, both what the content is, and the various possible days it may fall out, and how we read. Ashniya Zachor. Okay, so now we're going to have a parallel machlok at Rabban Shmuel about Purim that falls out on a Friday. Parshat Zachor is the second week. Itmar Purim Shachal Yop Erev Shabbat. What if Purim is on Friday? Rav Amar Makdimin Parshat Zachor. Rav says you read Parshat Zachor the Shabbat before. Shmuel Amar Ma'achrin. Shmuel says you read it on the 15th. Rav Amar Makdimin. Why can't you not take to Masiyah LeZechira? because we don't want to perform Purim and then afterwards be reminded about the association. He says you do it the day afterwards. After all, the day afterwards is the 15th. The walled cities are celebrating that day. So it really is a day of Purim. So therefore the commemoration through Zohar and the performance is happening simultaneously. Not everywhere, but somewhere. Now our Mishnah says the second week is Zohar. So let's take a look at it. When Rosh Chodesh Adar is on Shabbat, Purim is on a Friday. We said the second week is Zachor, which means that you have to read it the week before Purim, the Shabbat before Purim, because if you read it the day after Purim, then it's not the second week anymore. So our Papa says Shnia doesn't mean the second week of the month, it means the week after you took the break. In other words, if you read Parshat Shkalim during the week, the next week is a break. And then the second one week, meaning the week after the break, is Zachor. That's how he would defend Shmuel. Toshma, Ezu Shabbat Shniyah, Kol Shachal Purim Liyot Petuchav, Afilu Erev Shabbat. Same bright that we had before. What is the second week? The second week is whatever week Purim falls out in, even if it falls on Friday. Ma'alav Erev Shabbat, Umi Yotocham, Atocham, Akdimin, Afilu Erev Shabbat, Makdimin. So doesn't that equate Friday to the rest of the week? In any case, you read it beforehand. No, when it falls on Friday, you really read it on that Shabbat. What happens if the poor falls out on Shabbat? That can't happen in our calendar. What happens if the 14th falls out on Shabbat? Everybody agrees that you read Parshat Zachor on that day. Rav Nachman says, no, the Machloket of Shmuel even holds here. And you see here explicitly that V'chia Bar Abba, quoting Rav, said that even when Purim falls out on Shabbat, we go back and read it the week before. Zachor is the week before. Good. Bashlishit Parah Aduma, Tanar Baran, Ezu Shabbat Shlishit, what is the third week? Koshus Mukhala Purim Yachareah, the Shabbat immediately after Purim. Idmar Rechama Bar V'chinin Amar, Shabbat Mukhala Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Said, no, it's the Shabbat that is just before Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Or should we say before Parshat HaChodesh? That depends. If Rosh Chodesh Nisan falls on Shabbat, which can't happen in our calendar, then it is the week before Rosh Chodesh Nisan. If it falls out during the week, then it is, more appropriately, the Shabbat associated with Purim, connected to Purim. Good. Now we're going to see a brayta that will lay out all four parshiot. Tana Rabbanan, Rosh Chodesh Adar, Beder Hagav, I wrote an article a number of years ago on the Arba Parshiot, and it's linked on the podcast on the website, so you could take a look at it. Tana Rabbanan, Rosh Chodesh Adar Shechal Liyot B'Shabbat. Korin Ki Tisam Aftirin B'Yohiyada. Good. This is stuff we've already seen. Ve'ezu Shabbat B'Shana, what's the first week? Shekol Shechal Rosh Chodesh Adar Liyot B'Tochav Afilu B'Erev Shabbat. Any week, Shabbat in which Rosh Chodesh Adar will fall out during that week, even if it's on Friday. Bashnia, what's the second week? Zachor Aftirin Pakadati. The Haftarah is from Shmuel Aleph Tedvav, where Shmuel orders Shaul to go to war against Amalek. Ve'ezu Shabbat Shnia, Kol Shechal Purim Liyot B'Tochav Afilu B'Erev Shabbat. What is Shabbat Shnia? Any Shabbat when during the coming week Purim will fall, even if it's on Friday. Again, the simple read is like Rav. Bashlishit Parah Duma, the third week is Parah Duma, which is from Parshat Chukah. It's not on the page. Aftrin Mezarati Aleichem, and the Haftarah, which is on the page, is from Yechezkel, the God will purify us with the purifying waters, etc. Ve'ezuri Shabbat Shlishit, what is that week? Kol Shes Muchal Purim Me'achareah, the Shabbat immediately after Purim. Barvi'it HaChodesh Hazeh, the fourth week is HaChodesh Hazeh, which is Shmot Yud Bet, preparation for the Korban Pesach. Afterin Komar Adonai Elohim Barishon Be'achad LaChodesh, the Haftarah from Yechezkel, it sort of parallels the preparation for Pesach. That is the fourth week. Ve'ezuri Shabbat Revi'it, what is the fourth week? Whatever Shabbat it is that during the coming week or Shchodesh Nisan will fall, even if it's on Friday, which cannot happen in our calendar. Now, the end of the Mishnah said, "B'chamishit chozrin l'chesidran." On the fifth week, they go back to the regular order. L'seder mai, regular order of what? Rabbi Ami Amar l'seder parshio tu chozer. You go back to the regular parsha, which means for these 4 weeks you have not read the regular parsha and you've been waiting at wherever you left off, and then you pick it up. Rabbi Yirmiyah Amar, the Seder Haftarot to Choser. He says, no, you go back to the regular set of Haftarot, because during these 4 weeks you continued reading the regular reading, but had special haftarot, as we just saw in the Braita. Amar Abaye, Kavatei de Rabbi Ami Mistabra. Abaye says that Rabbi Ami seems to be the more reasonable position about the Parshiot. The end of the Mishnah said, you stop, you interrupt for every one of these special days. Now that's in the context of our Mishnah. So I understand, according to Rabbi Ami, who said that you've interrupted the regular Parshiot on these weeks, Hananika Parsha Bechol. Because after all, that's what would happen here. You interrupt with Chanukah. When it comes out on Chanukah, Tuesday of Chanukah, Monday of Chanukah, you don't read the regular Monday reading, you read Chanukah. Fine. There is no haftarah there to interrupt. Mandamar said haftarotu chozer haftarah b'chol mi'ika. Let me clarify. The Mishnah said that the Arba Parshiot, when you're done, you go back to the regular order, and then immediately juxtaposed this idea that we interrupt regular readings with any special day that comes along. Now, the understanding of that must be that interruption refers to regular reading of the Torah, because Chanukah, Rosh Chodesh, these days, they fall during the week, we suspend the regular reading, and instead it's trumped by the special reading. But that only applies to Kriyat HaTorah. There is no Haftarah during the week that would be trumped by these special days. Even when Yom Kippur falls out on a Monday, there was no Haftarah that Monday, except for the one that's good for Yom Kippur. So there's nothing being trumped, which means that it sounds like the interruption which constitutes the Arba Parshiot is an interruption of Parshiot. Vida hakid ita v'hakid ita. And the response of Rabbi Yirmiyah is, no, each one is separate. The Haftarah, the interruption of the Arba Parshiot is Haftarot, and the interruption of these other days is Kriya. Now, parenthetically, v'taniyot lama liafsaka. Why do I have to suspend the regular reading on a fast day? Likri mitzafra binyona diyoma v'mencha v'tanita. Why don't I read the regular reading, let's say it's on Monday morning, I'll read the regular Kriya Monday morning, and in the afternoon I'll have the reading of the Tanit. So, Messiah le Ravuna, the answer is supports Ravuna, de'am Ravuna mitzafra kinufya, that in the morning is a major gathering on a Tanit, and that's when they all gather together for tefillah, and they give musar to each other, and they check to see whether there's something in the town matters that they need to fix, etc., which is what has caused the problem, which is why they're fasting. Hechi avdin, so indeed, how would a fast day play out? Amar bai miksafra lepalge di yoma ma'ainin b'mila nevanta. From the morning until midday, they investigate things about the town, social justice, proper behavior, etc. Lepalge di yoma lepanya, from midday until halfway in the afternoon, until the evening, riva di yoma, a quarter of the day, meaning until mid-afternoon, kara umafteri. They daven, they read the Kriyas HaTorah, the Haftorah. Riva di yoma, the end of the day, ba'u rachmi. Then they have slichot and tefillot. Shemar, what's the proof text? Vayikru'u b'sefer Torah ta'adonai l'vayim revi'it hayom. Revi'it hayom mitvadu mishnachavim. One quarter of the day they're reading the Torah, and the other quarter of the day they're confessing and bowing to Hashem. So ve'epuchana, maybe that was all in the morning. Everybody gathered, and we talked about all the bad things, in that case, the intermarriage that took place, until midday. And then in the afternoon I got up, and we began to read in the Torah, etc. So you see that the proper order is something we saw in Tanit. The proper order is that in the morning there is this gathering of the community, and they discuss what needs to be done, and the things that need to be fixed and repaired are repaired. And then in the afternoon, there is Kriyat HaTorah, and afterwards the Tefillah, and the Rachamim, and the Slichot, etc., that take place. And therefore, you cannot have the regular Kriyat HaTorah in the morning, because in the morning is devoted to things very, very much oriented towards the Ta'anit. What is unclear from here is whether it means that in the morning there would be no Kriyat HaTorah to put all of the attention onto the public gathering, or it means that the Kriyat HaTorah had to be something related to the Tanit because that's generating the entire public meeting that's going on. In any case, we have completed this particular sugi about the Arba Parshiot, and on Sunday, Mirtz Hashem, when we finish the Masechet, we will go through the list of the Kriyat HaTorah for the various special days of the year. Everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos.